Talking is what most middle and high school students do best, so why not make the most of it? If we look to our framework, we'll see that talking, or conversation, fits well with several of our learning principles. First, and obviously, conversation plays a big role in developing our ability to communicate what we think and feel, to interact with others, to solve problems, to design and create products or performances of our learning. Watching as students learn to think and reason deeply through conversation with others is a gratifying experience for teachers of any grade level or content area. Developing their language power, both the power to express oneself and to truly listen to others who may have diverse perspectives, is a sign of both intellectual and social learning. But there are also important conversations that students need to learn to carry on with themselves. We call these metacognitive conversations. If we think of metacognition or meta-learning as having two phases, one, being aware of other available options, and the second, exerting control over those options, we'd suggest a phase in between, feeling the confidence or self-efficacy to take control. That's what we mean by cognitive competence and confidence. Being able to carry on an effective metacognitive conversation with oneself is a form of interpersonal intelligence. As with all of the multiple intelligences, we may have a natural proclivity to think metacognitively and reflectively, but we can also develop these abilities naturally through using others as a mirror to see the reflection of our own thinking. In this module, you'll learn about two strategies for using conversation to develop the literacy to learn. First, we'll talk with Anthony Swearingen, an English teacher at Hillside High School in the Durham Public Schools, and we'll talk with him about his use of reciprocal teaching. Reciprocal teaching has the distinction of being one of the most researched reading strategies since its development in the early 1980s. Many of us have used it as a teacher modeling for students strategy, and then we turn the tables and students lead the questioning. It works great as a way of scaffolding or providing support for the learners so they can function at a higher level. This is Vygotsky's apprenticeship learning principle in action. But recent modifications, particularly through the Reading Apprenticeship Program, have expanded the model so that the class becomes full of mentors and apprentices as students practice reading strategies within small groups and learn from each other. So you'll see that reciprocal teaching becomes an exciting form of scaffolding as the teacher models the use of vital reading strategies, then these strategies are practiced in small groups, and finally, each student learns to apply these strategies independently. In our second classroom mini documentary, you'll see that the Padea seminar is designed to be a large group conversation that can serve to begin, extend, and or conclude a study of a particular topic, issue, or question. Becky Campbell has prepared her class well through an extensive study of poetry, and her colleague, Neely Burden, leads the class in a discussion of a poem said to be Emily Dickinson's definition of poetry. You'll enjoy the conversation as well as these teachers' reflections on the seminar and some thoughtful observations by Dr. Terry Roberts, the director of the National Padea Center. Two strategies, two varied applications, both with a tremendous potential for use in learning across the content areas. We think these strategies will serve you and your students well as you build language power, cognitive competence and confidence, and social learning skills, strategies, and dispositions. So start the conversation with your students, with your colleagues, with yourself.